You're listening to This QPOC Life, a podcast that looks at the world through the lens of a queer person of color. Now, this is the episode you all have been waiting for.
Have they?
We are in the dead of Halloween month, and what better time to talk about some real scary shit? Sex. Specifically, on today's show, we're going to be talking about all the stuff that you're just too bashful to ask in public. Now, today is a very special day because I am joined by three other noted and experienced mad sex scientists.
Hi, my name is Carlos Rios, and I am a noted virgin. I may be found online at Trey Fabulo, and my pronouns are he, she, they, hers is, and Dr. Ruth.
You may call me Jolie Vady Marmalade on a good day.
Hello.
My pronouns are they, them, theirs, and... get back to me.
Hi, I'm noted online dating failure, okay, stupid, Zachary Aris. You can find me everywhere at Zachary Aris on the internet, and my pronouns are open, just like my dating profiles.
And your legs.
Nope, we're going to talk about Carlos Rios later.
Mostly to married men. Sorry, go on.
And I'm Jonathan, a.k.a. Blasian FMA, a.k.a. Taps to Block, a.k.a. They say that, and I tap them anyway because I'm petty like that. I don't care.
Eye
like,
emoji, peach emoji, hammer emoji.
Gay hieroglyphics. And this is... Wait. I didn't say my he, him, his. My pronouns are he, him, his.
No, your pronouns are eye emoji.
Okay, my pronouns are eye emoji, hammer emoji, peach emoji.
Thor emoji.
Lightning bolt.
And this is
the award-winning This QPOC Life.
This is going to be an episode. Now, truthfully, I can't claim to be a sexual therapist health person. But the people at this table have had some personal experiences that they can bring to this here table.
Why you gotta talk about Zach like that?
I completely blacked out. I can't remember.
Well, I wanted to open up the dialogue with this. All right. Have you ever been afraid to ask a question about sex? And if so, what was it?
Well, yes, because... I was queer. So it's like, how do I ask this knowing that this is something that is quote unquote wrong with me?
I thought you were like not wanting to say it here, but you're saying that in your life.
Yeah, exactly. Because like I got the penis and the vagina were made to fit together like,
ooh,
a glove.
Like a puzzle. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was like, okay. Yeah,
for me, as far as eighth grade, I just didn't know how gay sex worked. I remember these girls they were like, I feel like in eighth grade, people already knew I was gay, but I didn't know I was gay. So they were like low-key trying to be like, you don't want to be like the gays. And I'd be like, well, how would they do that anyway? And she literally said like, up the butt. And I was like, what do they even mean by that? So I was super lost that late in life. Mm.
I mean, I was
eighth grade isn't that late in life.
Well, yeah, for some.
oh gosh, I'm not sure. Like I don't really remember because I think when I was that old, like you could just Google it, you know, because I got the internet when I was in ninth grade, so if I had questions, I could just Google them or like go on like a Yahoo Q&A forum or like the Yahoo forum.
Were you out though?
Oh, I came out in 10th grade.
Damn. So even I was in the that first year before it, were you not afraid of like browser history or like people finding out that you were looking at this type of thing?
My parents didn't know how to use a computer.
That's how I got in trouble.
Oh, because you got found.
Because you didn't use
I got found.
The,
No, no, because apparently I think AOL called my parents.
What?
Yeah.
AOL was snitching on bitches?
Yeah. AOL finna get stitches. That's why they're out of business.
This is exactly. why, because they lack credibility.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Well, first of all, what were you looking at for them to call your house?
No, I was looking at pictures of naked boys.
And same.
And
I mean, who wasn't?
Right.
So, like, because I had my own screen name.
They were calling folks. Maybe it was an underage account.
Maybe.
And so maybe they flagged that.
Maybe. Damn. But, like, if I was an underage account, I shouldn't have been able to look at those pictures.
That part.
Maybe they didn't have that in place yet.
So, yeah. Mm.
What about your question, Carlos?
I mean, I think for me, it was just more around, like, we talked a little bit about it, like, the mechanics of gay sex, but then even just, like, how can you be a good bottom, like, at first? Now, obviously, first of all, I'm a celebrated bottom.
How to bottom like a pro.
Exactly. But, like, even just, like, learning how to douche. Like, that first time, you're just like, what? Like, I don't know what to do. Like, that's all very scary and weird and, like, a water journey that you're not 100% prepared for.
Being a water sign.
Being a water sign.
As a being water a water bender.
Being a water baby.
As a water bender.
But, like, that, I just remember that first, and, like, being afraid to talk to somebody about it, because it's embarrassing. Like, it can be embarrassing. It doesn't need to be. We assign an unnecessary amount of guilt and shame to it, but...
The stigma of bottoming.
Honey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Honey. But it's, I think that's probably, for me, I just think, like, that first time, like, the proper mechanics of it was the... Mm. The thing for me that was, like, very uncomfortable. Now, I talk about that. I can ask a whole bunch of questions to everyone else's points. I research a bunch of shit online, so it's a little less. And I think that also as I've become more comfortable with myself and also have found a doctor, like a primary care doctor, who's been very open and affirming about LGBT sexual issues and mm-hmm. questions and concerns. And I'm on PrEP, and so we have to be very open and honest about that.
Mm-hmm.
I've become way more comfortable with
talking
about things.
What are your conversations like with your doctor?
Conversations.
I'm Mitch McConnell.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Like, because for me, like, when I go to the doctor, you know, you do the STD screening.
Yep.
Right? And so I'm so awkward already. Like, so I don't, like, when I tell the doctor, it's just uncomfortable for me to do the swab in the backside thing because I just don't like it. It's a piece of wood. It's like a popsicle stick.
I mean, it's a Q-tip. What? It's got a cotton it's bud a at the end.
Okay, it's a Q-tip. I don't like that.
Where
it
do
hurts.
They put it?
I don't.
So you get a swab. It's a swab in your ass. Throat, and then you get one in your back pussy.
So I told them, I was like, I told the doctor, I was like, look, I'm not trying to shame. I'm not bottom shaming. My doctor is also gay. So I was like, look, I'm not bottom shaming at all, but I have not bottomed in years. So is it necessary that we do this part? Can we just do the urinalysis? He was like, yeah, like if you're not doing anything back there, then fine. I'm not lying to you and I'm not bottom shaming, but I don't like that Q-tip. And so I just don't want to do it. And that's not me like proclaiming my topness or whatever, but it's uncomfortable, and so I just don't like it.
So the listeners know.
Well, I mean,
hey, listen, Malaysian FMA.
We're being open about the questions that we're asking.
No, it's fine.
So,
like,
I mean, if you want to, it's a tip. If you want to avoid sticking wooden objects in your ass,
hey,
don't bottom.
Well, for me, with my doctor, I mean, I'm versatile, if everyone must know. And so, yeah, I have to get the swab down my throat, and I have to get the swab in the booty. And for
back
me, it's
pussy.
In my back pussy, in my BP for sure.
My back pussy.
I love British Petroleum. So we do the swab.
You know
swab,
what happened to them, right?
They went under.
They had a big spill. With their water bending.
Wiping out all wildlife in the South.
Oh, what a good
wow.
Man. So, I mean,
that escalated
again,
quickly.
I'm very good with my doctor, and he's very good with me. And so, I mean, I always make it a little bit of a joke because he's always like, you know, now turn around and put your elbows on the table and then drop your pants. And I was like, Dr. Steven, you have to buy me dinner first. And then we have a laugh, and then and then we're good.
Is he fine?
He is cute. I do have a little bit of a crush on him, which, like, is.
Does he listen?
Which gets a little awkward during certain tests.
Oh.
Oh, I have to do that myself. The doctor don't help me with that.
Get your swab.
I have to go to the bathroom and do it myself.
Dude, wait, what?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
What? Wait, what are we talking about?
The swab.
The swab.
Still, you have to swab your... Mm-mm.
Wait, no, wait, hold on. I have to start from the beginning.
Okay, a very good place to start.
Now, when I was tested for things, like, they just draw my blood, and then they're like...
Well, they don't do no swab?
That's one part of it.
Oh, they never do, like, the whole...
They don't do gonorrhea, chlamydia, all that? They have to, like, take a sample from your throat and your backside.
Because you can get throat gonorrhea. That shit's real. I actually
and
had
your pee.
Once.
They haven't.
You don't have to pee in a thing every time you go to the doctor?
No, she just takes my blood and then runs.
Well, then you need to have a conversation.
Are you on PrEP?
Yes.
Your doctor has no credibility.
Nope.
Right. You're not getting tested for a whole bunch of just regular STDs.
If you're not,
they don't all show up in your blood at the same time.
If you're not getting swabbed, are you even doing PrEP?
No, I was just throwing questions at you.
Well, golly,
stop trying to make fetch a thing.
Got a little confusion at this point.
Well, it's an important. It's important
that we are having this conversation. We're laughing because we're laughing.
We're laughing at you.
We're laughing for you.
No,
I'm genuinely concerned. At least peeing in a cup.
For our listeners too. Yeah. It's like if your doctor is not screening you thoroughly, this is something you need to talk to your doctor about.
I guess you gotta ask quick because.
As a matter of fact, I'm hoping the
next time I have intercourse with someone, then I will make sure to have.
Okay,
that.
So no, that's also a thing though. If you have not had intercourse with someone and you tell your doctor that, then they'll be like, "Oh, there's no reason to like." That's my thing is I don't have intercourse in the back, so since my doctor understands that and I'm being truthful, he knows that he doesn't need to test for that area.
So I have a question though. Do you allow mouths back there?
Oh my Jesus.
There's just no activity back there.
Okay.
Okay.
No, because if you're outer course,
like
thrush.
Like curl.
It's a thing.
Well, like, you know, somebody could have a herpes outbreak on their mouth, and then you have booty herpes.
Correct. Someone could have gonorrhea on their dick, and you suck their dick, and you get throat gonorrhea. That's what happened to me.
That's why you got to get the swab in the throat.
Well, I'm a Christian and I'm waiting for marriage, so
there are lies and there are damn
notable virgin.
So how many times have you been divorced then?
Well, I've never been divorced, but when I was keeping a little black book, I did run the numbers and during my college
it was a black
years.
Book.
Okay. During my college years it was like 112.
Wow.
Oh my.
You consciously uncoupled that many times? Gwyneth Paltrow.
And that, in varying degrees.
Is that book still in existence?
Yes, I have it at home.
What You're so other far notes away from your microphone.
What oh, other notes I, are taken would, in the...
I would keep the data.
What
the
data?
Information.
The circumference?
Like, no, not all that. But, I mean, it would be the information of, like, the name, like, when, like, oh, like, what was the date?
Four
like?
Out of five stars.
I mean, I may have
Uber
Come
ratings.
On, ride share.
Damn.
I may have kept some user reviews.
Wow.
Mm-mm-mm.
Okay.
Great.
Well, you're better than me. Well, you keep other data now, Zach.
Anytime
I go to hook up, I have to,
We need to talk about that. That's important to talk about.
Yeah.
So... Now, for the listeners who don't know, I think that a lot of people as queer people or people of this generation do this, where, like, you employ some safety precautions when you're going to hook up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that when I did it, my best friend, we have a little code word, and if I was ever on the phone or if ever I texted this question, she knows to call me immediately and say that I have to come home. And depending on the language that I give, we can assess the situation. But Jonathan, now you have done this before where you have messengered me and other people.
So, I feel like everybody, like you said, we live in a generation where, you know, social media is a thing and messaging is a thing. And so you just need to be safe because apps are a thing. And so you're going to people's houses that you don't know. So you have your safety precautions. So for me, Zach, it's just straightforward. Like, I just text Zach on Facebook Messenger a snapshot of the Google Map.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, this is where I'll be. And if I don't show up tomorrow or like, or if I go missing, this was the last place I was. Which, because like, murders are real. People get chopped up and put in freezers in the basement from grinder dates.
I mean, that's true.
It literally happened. I remember like when I visited New York in 2011, it happened to a person on Grindr. Like after I left, my friend told me like someone in their neighborhood down there on the King's Highway F stop.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
They found the body in a bag, in a garbage bag.
Craigslist killers.
Mm-hmm. So thankfully, I do keep that data of all of your hookups. So I write those down in my black book part two.
We already talked about the other one on this podcast before about me asking you, mm-hmm. is it safe to have someone on? So what was it? He said, like, do you party? And I was like, no. And he's like, do you mind if I party? And I was like, I guess you can get high if that's what that means. And then come to my apartment. And you were like, no, you have your roommates there. They're asleep. He could go crazy, like, or not crazy, but he could, like, OD. Have a trip. OD. Yeah, he could die in your apartment.
You got to deal with that. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you do with a body?
Dory and Corey.
Thank you. Mummify.
Mommy Electra.
Mommy and Ren.
Oh, yeah, you don't watch Pose.
Oh, that's
that
right.
That happened.
Oh, so they
did a Dorian Corey. It was an arc. It was a whole bunch of episodes.
Right. Wow. Yep. Yeah,
another thing to consider in terms of, like, physical safety for sex. So we've talked about some methods that we employ. Another thing to think about as you're out there and potentially hooking up with people casually, especially people that you might meet on the internet or via an app. Mm-hmm. I always try to, I'm not always successful at it, but I do always try to meet somebody in a public space, whether that's a bar or a coffee shop or even like a park or something, to get a sense of somebody before I necessarily take them back to my house or go to their place. Because mm-hmm. even though that doesn't necessarily guarantee anything, at least you're out in public, right. and your first interactions with someone are there versus in someone's home potentially where you are not. It's a level playing field, right?
But you also live in Manhattan.
So that's true.
That affords you a certain amount of privilege and ability to go to any old gay bar mm-hmm. because they're like you live in walking distance of a couple.
That's true.
Where like you look, for me, that's not necessarily an option all the time because a lot of people in our area are not out. Because Zach and I live in the same neighborhood and a lot of people are on the DL for no reason. Oof. It's because you meet them in person and you're like, okay, hey, girl, everybody can figure this one out.
But then you see them in person, you're like, oh, maybe you should be on the DL.
Well, damn.
Look, Slim Pickens in Bay Ridge, which only just reaffirms the fact that somehow I am a Christian nun, apparently.
But less a nun than I, trust. When did you last?
Know a person in the biblical sense?
Yes.
April.
Okay.
April.
Wait.
Really?
Maybe before that.
I don't remember. It was 2018.
Wow.
Damn. No. It was January. So it was just 2019.
Okay, so we're the same. We're on the same cycle.
Are we?
Mine are few and far between that. I can't remember if... I'm pretty sure it's happened this year, but, like, that's it. Like, maybe one or two. And it was probably the same person. It was around J-Lo's birthday. When is that? I know this because he's a J-Lo stan.
Damn.
That's the only point of reference that I have.
Hold on
this holy day.
But yeah, I don't actually let people know that that's what I'm doing because, like, there's still, for me, at least when it comes to sex, there's still a lot of shame attached to it.
Mm.
And I've been doing a lot of homework about this too because some of it is just because I grew up in such a religious household. And when you hear about homosexuality, so much of it is focused on the sex part.
Mm.
You know?
Oh, God.
Like,
yes.
Like, so much of it. And like, nobody talks about the relationship part, like the emotional part of it too, you know? So like, so there's a lot of emotional precautions I have to take just to sort of like work myself up to the point where I'm like, okay, this is what I'm gonna go do. There's nothing wrong with doing this and being okay with myself.
Mm.
It's really, really interesting.
Yeah, see, the entire time we were having this discussion, I had to bite my tongue to not sing that Salt and Pepper song. Let's talk about...
No, no, ma'am. We do not have the rights for that girl.
Thank you.
Well, damn.
What should we talk about, though?
Club 90s.
Club 90s.
Let's take a break. ASMR.
All right, so during our season three premiere, we each tasked ourselves with a goal to reach by our season three finale come May. So now my goal is to book a Pride gig or gigs that pay me by then. I think I said last time we did our goals check-in that I already have a paid gig booked for November.
Yeah.
Now that I'm sort of like getting my mental faculties back in order, I've been opening up the songs that I'm intending to release over the next several months. So I'm back to working on those. And now that it is cool outside again and it is not 300 million degrees in my room,
oof,
I can record in my room again, which is very nice. I'm blessed because for whatever reason, the acoustics in my room are amazing. So, if you listened to Sweet Love, like that's me recording in my room on my microphone. Oh, wow. So, like now I can record in my room again. I'm going to try to like, what I think I'm going to do is start working on my music in the morning rather than working on my music at night, because my voice is just at its best between the hours of like 10 and 12. When I'm working on anything, or like just that's just when I just like, you know, I'm the most relaxed when I'm singing. Like recording in the afternoon, like the afternoon slump hits and just takes me out. And then I have my voice back in the evening. So I have that limited amount of space, at least while I'm freelancing, to do that work in the morning and then freelance late morning into the afternoon. And then my sister comes home in the evening and then like I'm not bothering her with all of my singing in my room. Mm-hmm. So it just makes more sense for me to do my creative work in the morning and then do my business work in the afternoon into the evening. Mm. So I'm going to try that over the next couple of weeks and see where that gets me.
Ooh.
How about you, Jonathan?
Well, I to remind everybody, my goal is to finish principal photography for my web series / short film. It just depends on what the Asian American Heritage Film Festival guidelines are. Like, if it has to be a world premiere, then I would submit it as a short film first and mm-hmm. then break it into a web series.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's not the case, then I would want to do a web series because I'm shooting, the episodes are going to be shot web series format and the story arcs for each segment are like web series format, right? So as far as where I am with that, next week, as of the recording of this episode, I am going into casting. So I've rented out a studio. I think I mentioned this on a past episode of the podcast, actually, that I posted and then I got responses for all of the roles. A lot of responses for all the roles. And now it's just juggling, you know, people trying to get special accommodations, people who didn't read the description and didn't realize it was a queer narrative. And so you can clearly see that they're not into that gay shit. So, like, they're backing out. People who I really want, and then they can't come. So they're asking if they can self-tape. And I'm like, oh, sure you can. So, you know, just managing that, anticipating the day, and then how I'm going to do all that in just 1 hour, because I think I've got like 30-something people to see. And that's like 2 minutes, which is not enough. They've got to read the sides. We've got to make a joke. So I think I'm going to like pair people up because a lot of the sides are all dialogue anyway. So I'm going to be like you and you and then like go and then like, okay, wait in the hall. And then I have Terry Torrington coming to help me.
Oh, awesome. Nice.
You know, weed people or filter people out. And so we're going to make a decision. And that'll be, that's the next step.
Amazing.
Zach. Where are you in Tagalog?
Mabuhay.
Tagalog.
So we've encountered a bit of an issue. I have reached out
to a total of 7 language schools. Some of them were dedicated Philam societies, cultural centers. And do you know how many Tagalog tutors and classes there are in New York City?
3. 0.
What?
So, yeah, I cannot, I have reached out to so many places and I cannot find a professional tutor. Like, I could find my cousins who live in Brooklyn, or I could find...
You have cousins in Brooklyn?
Yeah, one of my cousins lives in Brooklyn Heights. I know. And okay. Another one of my cousins lives in Williamsburg.
Oh, so wait, both in rich areas.
Yeah, and I'm from the poor side of family, so.
There are no classes, but certainly there must be a Filipino person out there that is offering to teach you Tagalog.
The only things I can find are things that are like online tutoring or Skype tutoring. And I'd prefer to like have like a class in it because I am awful at online classes. So I'm going to try it for another week to see if I can really find something that I can commit to. Otherwise, I'm going to have to realign what my goal is. I still want to keep it within learning. So if it's with learning and I want to continue with a language, then it would either be, you know, brushing up on my ASL and furthering that, or taking Mandarin. If it's not within language, thank you, Jonathan. To the listeners, I taught Jonathan a curse word in ASL.
American Sign Language.
A word that begins with the letter F that is known to the people at this table and known to the community. It is my favorite ASL word. You have to say it with so much veracity.
It's the word fruit, but then you have to be very specific about how you...
So with the letter F, the letter F in ASL, sorry to tangent, I'll keep it quick because I'm done talking. The letter F is sort of like you're making like a little deer or you're making...
It's basically the white power symbol.
Like the okay.
But,
yeah.
But instead...
Which
like
is now a hate symbol.
It's a long beak. So that's the letter F. So when you take the letter F and you... Oh, if you put it to the top of your lips where your mustache is and you flick it outwards, that is French. If you take that F...
That's so rude.
And you...
Right.
ASL, so, ASL like, is very stereotypical. They had a huge problem in the 90s when this was China.
Oh,
which is pulling your... Taking your index fingers and pulling your eyes to the side.
So now... They've tried to get better, but yes, ASL is completely visual based, so it's a little stereotypical. So if you take that same F and you put it to the left or right side of your chin, depending on your hand, and you flick it forward, that means fruit. Now, if you take that same F and you cup your chin and you forcefully push it away.
And everybody at the table is doing this right now, by the way.
We're all everyone, the bad word.
Hopefully you're in your car and you're being safe if you're doing it with us.
Because sexuality typically happens right here on...
It usually does happen on the chin.
So if you make the letter... You can look up these signs, but if you make the letter G and you touch your chin, that means gay. L is a lesbian.
But because everything is about sex.
Welcome to the sex episode. If you take that F and you flick it forward, that means faggot. So anyway, Carlos, how is your...
Wow. Well, with the segues here, honeys.
My favorite word.
Okay. Well... So my goal, for those of you who are playing the at-home version of this game, my goal was to save $3,000 between now and the end of our season this year. Well, I guess it's next year, the end of our season, recording season. So the first step is understanding where you're at and where you want to go. So that was the first step that I did, was setting up my budget and understanding what I needed to save in order to get there. And the second step is actually starting to implement some of those things. So as we're heading into October, mm-hmm. I have implemented my budget and I have modified my direct deposit so that now I have a certain amount of money going into my savings account. And now I don't even have to think about it because it's money that never hits my checking account. It only goes straight into my savings account. And money that you never see is money that you never miss. So I'm looking forward to putting that aside and just kind of, it's a Ron Popeil set it and forget it kind of moment. And I'm very excited about it. Bitch. You don't remember this? The Showtime Rotisserie Grill?
I remember that.
I thought it was about hair. Like you set your curls and then you just like, what?
Oh, you can't set, if you have to set your curls, forget your curls.
No, like right. when you do it wet and you just leave it overnight.
I thought set and forget it was
That's a wash and go.
Right.
Apparently, it's about a rotisserie.
It's about a Showtime rotisserie grill.
You said it.
Well, good luck to you.
And forget it.
Good luck to you because you actually, it's automatic. Look, I don't even do auto bill pay because I don't trust it.
I'm not giving my name to a machine.
You sound like somebody's auntie right now.
On the subject of aunties, when Jonathan said that, you also have your zip-up hoodie on your lap, like someone's auntie that just
and my
got
pillow.
Cold.
And your pillow.
Oh, I'm dead.
Oh,
my God.
I'm dead. I'm dead, y'all.
Please stay tuned all season long for this game of this QPOC life. And because the growth is going to be legendary.
Yes.
Ooh.
That was very...
very French.
Very French.
Where we are saying French. Where we are from.
Originally.
And with that, you all, I want to go the entire fuck home. Stay tuned, because pretty soon we're going to be doing an entire episode dedicated to D&D.
Yes!
That's right, kids. Dungeons and drag queens. I mean, Dungeons and Dragons. I am very excited personally because I have never done it before and I literally have no idea how any of it works.
She's a D&D version.
So I am going to pick it up really quickly because I have a feeling deep down inside of my heart that we have already met our final boss.
Sure.
Well, for now, you all, as always, I'm Carlos.
I'm Zach.
I'm Jolie.
And I'm Jonathan.
And I'm Svetlana.
And this... Oh, fuck. This cute